Hello, I'm Pastor David Bissett of Clifton Park Community Church, located just north of Albany, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day. I'm glad to have just a few minutes of your time to open the Word of God to encourage you. I'd like to look at Psalm 5, just the first few verses. Psalm 5, it's a psalm of David, and he says something about what he does first thing in the morning. We read from the ESV, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch." Psalm 5, verses 1 to 3 from the ESV. I'm enjoying these springtime mornings where the sun is up early, usually earlier than I am, and to awaken to a bright sunny day is a delight. But what does a believer do first thing in the morning? I think if we followed the example of David, who had a heart after God, we would do well to begin the day with prayer. It seems to me that that's David's pattern. Do you see his language here? As he awakens to the day, he speaks to the Lord, his King and God, and prays. Verse 3 said again, "O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch." It seems to be that David had a habit of speaking to the Lord first thing in the morning. And that's what he's referring to. "Lord, you know I'll be speaking to you. Here it is, the morning, and you hear my voice." He says two other things here. He says, in the morning, I prepare, and the ESV has, prepare a sacrifice. The King James, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning, I will direct my prayer unto thee and will look up." What is this verse really talking about? Is there a sacrifice that's being prepared? Well, the Hebrew just says, in the morning, I prepare. In the morning, I offer. But it doesn't say literally sacrifice, and it doesn't say prayer. So those are reasonable and fairly good translations for what the psalmist is saying. In the morning, I'm connecting with my God, my King, spiritually through prayer. The sacrifice of praise, if you remember Hebrews 13:15 or Peter speaking how we offer to the Lord a sacrifice of praise. That's David, first thing in the morning. "O Lord, in the morning you will hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you." And one more thing, he says, "I prepare a sacrifice and watch." He watches. He uses the language that the prophets often used when they were waiting upon the Lord. My friends, we should pray and we should wait upon the Lord each and every day. We should walk by faith and not by sight, but that means we should also watch for what the Lord will do, how he will lead us, what scriptures he will bring to mind, what he has to teach us. The life of the Christian is one where we come to the Lord in prayer and we watch and walk by faith. Further on in Psalm 5, David gives us a very specific request that makes a lot of sense at the beginning of his day. Psalm 5, verse 8, he says, "Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me." I think that's what we could pray early in the morning. "Lord, thank you for this day. Here I am. Lead me." And not just lead me through an easy day, but lead me in your righteousness. Make your way straight before me. Let me live in a way that brings you glory and praise. Well, I trust that David's morning prayers encourage you to pray. Whether you're hearing this morning or evening, as your pastor for the day, I encourage you, start the day with prayer and end the day with prayer. Well, amen. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Pastor David Bissett, and I'm at Clifton Park Community Church near Albany. You can find me online at www.cliftonparkcommunitychurch.org. May God bless you, my friends. Take care.